Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Whiskey Treaty Roadshow are a collaborative of five Massachusetts-based singer-songwriters. As individuals, they've released a total of 18 albums. Their live record, The Heart of the Run, is their first as a band. This coming Friday, they'll release a new EP and perform at Mass Mocha's Freshgrass Festival in North Adams, Massachusetts. Member of the band Billy Keene joins us now. Billy Keene, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So for people who aren't familiar, and I know a lot of our listeners will be, tell us about the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow, the makeup of the band, how you guys came together, how you work on tunes.
Beautiful. All right, I'm going to try and be concise because there's a long story behind it. But we formed back in 2014. We'd played together at a festival that was put on by one of our members' wives, so Tori Hannah's wife Susie, through a festival. We all happened to be playing at the festival. We found ourselves performing as a group down in Brooklyn a lot, Pete's Candy Store, if anybody's familiar with those venues. And it occurred to us that this was a great way for us to all be able to kind of enjoy the presence of playing with a band while not needing to kind of carry the burden of being the front man all the time. So we put our first tour together. Tour went really well. We made a documentary on it. Tim Bradley, the documentarian, put something together that was award-winning at the end of the day, which is quite nice.
Yeah, very well received.
Thank you. It was not surprising, but certainly we felt blessed by it. And then, to be honest, we figured it's going well. Why stop now? We kept on trucking along, and here we are today.
So you put out a live album last year.
It was either last year or the year before. I probably should have checked on these
dates.
That's
okay.
I think it might have been 2 years ago at this point.
We're not getting graded on this.
Oh, good.
So it's all right.
All right. Excellent.
Fairly recently.
In that case, yeah, we'll just go with fairly recently. And that was in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where I live. Tori lives there as well. We did a live show. I think 500 or 600 people showed up. We brought in the studio. So a guy named John Roper actually travels around with a studio. It's like a food truck for music production.
Cool.
And we put together the album, released it, and again, we felt very blessed by the reception we received for it.
And you're playing Fresh Grass on Friday night at 10:30. You also have an EP coming out same day.
We sure do.
So your record release gets to be at Fresh Grass. That's so cool.
It gets to be, but yeah, we're gonna pretend like it was coincidence.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, the Fresh Grass Festival is one of the best. I would say summer events. I don't know. Is that still summer?
It is by the calendar.
Okay.
Like the first day of fall on the calendar is a few days later.
Oh, good. Obviously, I'm very precise. So, yes, it's in the best summer festival that I think we get to be a part of. We really enjoy it. Super stoked to be there on Friday night. I suppose it's Friday night, the 15th at 10:30.
That's right. So tell me about the EP.
The EP is five tracks, one from each of the guys. So it's representative of how we do things in the Whiskey Treaty. We're all songwriters. We're all lead singers. But we try and swap that out. And it becomes a collaborative event, really. So in keeping with that theme, we chose five of our most popular tunes, I suppose. And we put it together in the form of a produced EP. So opposed to the live album, this is actually when we went to the studio and we focused on studio quality recordings, and we're very proud of it. So far, the tracks are sounding really good, if I may say so myself. See, this is another benefit, right, is I can brag about it a bit because four of the tracks aren't mine.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So I get to kind of speak highly of it. It's sounding really great, and we're very excited to put it out there.
What studio, what producer do you work with?
So we actually, our manager, his name is Brian Factor. We call him Boots. He did most of the production for this. The engineer, Mark Seedorf, was working out of Chicopee. He also helped out quite a bit. But opposed to hiring, you know, an outside source producer, which can be wonderful, Boots has an extensive background in putting albums together, arranging songs. So each one of us would take the lead, so to speak, on our own particular tune, but he really kind of brought the whole thing together. And having that third party is important when you're trying to get a sense of what you're really putting out there.
Sure. So you've mentioned Tori. Tell us about the other guys in the Whiskey
sure.
Treaty.
It's myself, Tori Hannah, Chris Miranda, Greg Smith, Dave Tanklevsky. All of these guys are exceptional musicians in their own right. Chris Miranda actually was the first musician in the Berkshires to let me open up for him. So this was back in we're talking about almost a decade ago now. But he plays a lot of banjo. Greg Smith and Dave Tanklevsky tend to angle onto the electric guitar, do some lead work. And then we bring in rhythm sections that rotate through. On this particular album, Andy Warba is playing the bass, and Bill Chapman, a great teacher at Williams College, actually is on drums.
Are they going to be there for the show, too?
They sure will. Yeah, they weren't going to miss that one.
You played a St. Patrick's Day show at Mass Mocha.
We did, and I remember most of it. It was really great. Tori's birthday, because he's blessed by heaven, is on St. Patty's Day. So we, you know, in true fashion, we were getting a beer one night. We said we should throw a show for your birthday. We then quickly ramped that conversation up into figuring we'll try and pitch it to the Mass Mocha. What a great location for any concert, really. But St. Patty's in particular, they know how to have fun up there. And then we ended up roping in some local politicians as well. We were trying to kind of make it a thematic event, civic awareness, that type of thing. So Pittsfield's Mayor Linda Tyer was there. State Senator Adam Hines came out. It was a really wonderful event. We all sang some tunes together and had a lot of fun.
You had guest musicians, too, for that one?
Jeff Howard on guitar. He's a guy who has been playing in front of massive audiences since he was probably like 12. I mean, the kid is unbelievable. I shouldn't say kid anymore. I mean, he's a fully grown man at this point. But I remember seeing him when he was young enough that he couldn't drive himself to the shows. He's been an exceptional guitar player for a long time, and we were happy to have him up on stage with us.
Tell me about your song on the EP, the one that you're the lead of.
Sure,
that
yeah.
You wrote.
It's called Close to the Edge. I wrote the tune, 2 years ago. We're going to get specific with calendar dates again. I think it's about 2.5 years ago.
It's your favorite
ago.
Thing, I think.
It sure is. It sure is. And at least I made it on the right day here. You know what I mean?
That's very true. I appreciate that.
No problem. I wrote it 2 years ago after the rioting in Baltimore, not to just dive right into the heavy stuff.
No, that's all right. That's what the song's about.
Freddie Gray had died. There was some discussion, obviously, to be euphemistic about it, about the police influence in his death. This was after, as we all can remember, I'm sure, some significant events throughout the country as a whole. People started expressing their anger and their confusion and the overwhelmed state of things in sometimes productive, sometimes less than productive ways. In any case, let's call it fodder for folk music. You know, it's one of those things that you can't not write about. So I wrote the song, and then we actually decided to put it on the EP because it's become a bit of an anthem for us in a way. We like to play it in the middle of our shows because it tends to have a solidarity and community-oriented theme that people can get behind. In any case, right when we finished mixing, the events in Charlottesville were coming forth, and we thought that to try and express again our solidarity and our attempt at, so to speak, holding the metaphorical hands of our friends and loved ones down in that neck of the woods, we decided to release the track early. So that one's already kind of been out there in the world. It's the unfortunate job security that goes along with writing folk music in this country. These types of things keep happening, and we just keep trying to figure out a way to get ourselves above that.
Church bells are ringing, I hear the crying and the singing. There's a struggle in this country today. It's been there since the beginning. You might say that it's been waiting. You know, it's manifest in so many ways. But this oppression that surrounds us, confuses and confounds us, must be stopped. We're running out of time. Close to the edge, and I'm screaming out loud. I don't recognize this path we're on. We ain't finished yet, no, we'll figure it out. Oh, I still believe that change will come. Oh, I still believe that change will come.
That was Close to the Edge by the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. Do you want to, let's play another song. Tell us about another one of the tracks on the EP.
Sure. Chris Miranda, as I said before, is a wonderful songwriter. One of my favorites, not just among the folks in the Berkshires, but in the world in general. He wrote a song that you're going to hear that it speaks to us all in such a deep way. His son is living with autism. This is a challenge both for him and for his family, obviously. Chris and his wonderful wife, Tammy, adopted Jaquan some years ago at this point. and have been working with him ever since. I remember meeting Jaquan when he was nonverbal, no eye contact. I remember a few years later, after they'd been working with him and loving him for a long time, he came up to me, he hopped into my arms, played with my hat. It was a totally different guy, and he's been growing, and he's been evolving as a person in a wonderful way ever since. He's a very special guy. And Chris wrote this tune, I think, about that experience. It speaks to that. It's called Fall Into Place, and things tend to do that.
You know your love has been here forever. You know your love will be here for a real long time, a real long time. So just let your love shine on to the people you find. You know your soul is on a permanent train ride, shining down like the sun on a cool, cool world, a real cool world. So just let your soul shine on until you're feeling divine. You gotta climb your way from the depths of your dark valley. Find your way into the arms of your loved ones and the rest. You know we'll fall into place.
Fall Into Place by Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. You guys are performing 10:30 p.m. Friday at the Fresh Grass Festival at Mass Mocha. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you. We're very excited. Hope to see you out there. And of course, anybody else who's listening, we hope to see you. Come say hello.
The Whiskey Treaty Roadshow releases their self-titled EP this Friday, and they'll celebrate with a performance at Mass Mocha's Fresh Grass Festival in North Adams, Massachusetts. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.